Hi, I'm Doug Tribou from NPR's Only a Game. In a couple of moments, we'll have a look at what's ahead on this weekend's show. In his commentary this week, Bill Littlefield is thinking about the Women's World Cup, which is in the news as the final approaches, but he's also following recent developments regarding the Men's World Cup and the organization that oversees it.
In an appeal last week addressing the phenomenon of a World Cup in Qatar in November and December of 2022, La Liga, the top league in Spain, reminded the Court of Arbitration for Sport that by disrupting Spain's soccer season, holding the spectacle in the fall would cost La Liga somewhere around $72 million. Left unsaid until additional appeals are filed is that moving the World Cup out of its customary time slot in the summer would similarly disrupt soccer's big leagues in England, Germany, Italy, and elsewhere. The proposal to change the dates of the 2022 World Cup came from FIFA in March. It constituted recognition that earlier assurances from Qatar regarding the construction of outdoor venues that would be air-conditioned to facilitate playing soccer in 110-plus degrees were so much hot air, and that even if such wonders worked, many fans were likely to drop dead in the heat waiting in line to get into them. It's not that those responsible for the construction of the venues in Qatar haven't been trying. They've been building away, despite the deaths of many of the workers imported and essentially held captive to do the heavy lifting. As early as February of 2014, The Guardian was reporting that more than 400 Nepalese migrant workers had died on the project, and a human rights organization in Nepal was warning that the death toll might reach 4,000 before the 2022 tournament began. FIFA didn't waver in the face of that grisly prospect. Maybe they won't waver in the face of the appeal by the Spanish League either, though bringing up the loss of millions and millions of dollars is likely to get their attention. That's the language FIFA understands, whether the message comes in Spanish, German, Italian, or English. Both the men's and women's World Cups, as they transpire on the field, are glorious treats. But the process by which the opportunity to host the Men's World Cup is awarded, and the corruption and deaths that have attended the particular choice of Qatar as a host for the 2022 event, should shame even FIFA. The Court of Arbitration has not yet set a date to hear the Spanish League's appeal. Perhaps appeals from soccer associations around the world will take the court off the hook by pressuring whoever next heads FIFA to move the 2022 World Cup to an appropriate stage.
To share Bill Littlefield's commentary, visit our website, onlyagame.org. We post the full audio and text there every week. And coming up on this weekend's show, we'll get a report from Anchorage, Alaska, and learn about how members of the U.S. Army are using mixed martial arts to relieve stress. We'll also learn about the fastest growing school sport in Minnesota, trap shooting. And we'll look at the psychology of sports lovers when we talk with the author of the new book, Fanaticus. And of course, Charlie Pierce will join Bill for his look at the week in sports. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Only a Game NPR. Thanks for listening.